This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lucan. Steve-O Springs police are investigating the possible unknown drugging of bar patrons at local establishments. They were made aware of this through multiple social media posts. The local police department would like you to reach out to SSPD if you think this may be happening to you. There's a group called Better Tomorrow. They've scheduled two events with advocates of Rout County. They're at noon and 6 o'clock next Tuesday at Dusky Grouse Coffee in Steve-O Springs. They're going to talk about this issue. A winter travel alert has been issued by the Colorado Department of Transportation, especially for those traveling I-70. A strong winter storm and Arctic front is expected to impact the I-70 mountain corridor, as well as the foothills and the plains. The cold front moves in this afternoon, with heaviest snowfall expected overnight into Saturday, with the front range getting hit the hardest with this one. Always check weather forecasts and road conditions at codetrip.org. Tom Leeson has been named interim city manager while the city searches for a replacement for Gary Suter, who's retiring at the end of the month. Leeson has been the deputy city manager for the city of Steamboat Springs. The new City Hall and Fire Station on the corner of 10th Street and Lincoln Avenue in downtown Steamboat Springs is officially open as of today. The new fire station is expected to be operational by the end of the month. There's a celebration of life today for Andy McNay. He was the free ski program director for Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club. That's at 4 o'clock today in Olympian Hall at Howelson Hill. The skiers and riders with the SOCI team have started up their season. Now, SOCI is Special Olympics Steamboat in the Yampa Valley. They're sponsored by STARS, which is Steamboat Adaptive Recreational Sports. The 15 participants practice at Steamboat Resort on Sundays, and that number's nearly doubled from the season before. This includes athletes with special needs from Steamboat Springs, Hayden, and one from Craig. Melissa Pollack is the Special Olympics coordinator in the Yampa Valley.
Every practice, we try to get gates. So we go up to Basher and we work towards gates and work on different drills and stuff like that to help them with their race skills.
The team's first competition is at Sunlight Mountain Resort January 31st for regionals. A Snow Globe Winter is the name of the winter concert presented by the Yampa Valley Singers with the Strawberry Park Elementary School Sea Wolves, 7 o'clock tonight and 4 o'clock tomorrow at the heart of Steamboat United Methodist Church. The 2025 People's March rallies at 2 o'clock Saturday. That's on the lawn of the historic Rout County Courthouse. It's Cowboy Downhill Weekend. The Cowboy Up Drone Show kicks off the 50th anniversary of the Cowboy Downhill. That starts at 5:30 Sunday. The Steamboat Sailors boys basketball team has an away game at 7 o'clock tonight in Aspen. The Sailors hockey team is away at Aspen Saturday with a game at 3, and we'll have play-by-play on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM and through our website. The Alpine team is in Beaver Creek today in wrestling. Steamboat Hayden and Sirocco are at a tournament in Hotchkiss. The Bulldog boys and girls wrestlers are in Casper, Wyoming. Moffat County basketball girls and boys basketball teams are away tonight with home games against Rifles Saturday afternoon. Those are the headlines. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.